This is an anecdotal podcast, and all the acts, views, anecdotes, ideas, comments, opinions, and statements expressed are solely those of the host and the guest, and are personal opinions or may be fictionalized to preserve the privacy and integrity of the persons concerned. Reliance Retail Limited or TERA does not subscribe to or endorse the same. None of the statements or comments expressed in the podcast are meant to defame, denigrate, or hurt sentiments of any person, religious group, community, institution, nationality, profession, or any class of persons, gender, class, religion, in any manner. Any decision and or acts of the viewers based on the content of the podcast shall be entirely at their discretion and free will, and Reliance Retail Limited or TERA shall not be liable or responsible in any manner whatsoever.
TERA presents
What the Hell Navya.
Welcome back to What the Hell Navya Season 2, presented by TERA, India's newest beauty shopping experience. We're all about having open and honest conversations, and that's why today we are going to be talking about how society is in a flux. I think the only constant in life is change. There's been so much change in our lives, especially in this lifetime. We've gone from manual cars to driverless cars, from radio to television to now all other forms of content that we now consume on our phones. That's probably where you might be watching this as well. But how have we as a society and as humans been able to cope with that change? And especially the biggest change in our lives, that's been technology and social media. Do you think we've become more frustrated, more empathetic, or do you think we've just gone into a flux? So that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. And I have two women with me who I know will have a lot of wisdom on how we've been able to cope with all the changes that have come our way, my mom and my nani. So let's start talking about what we think about society and whether we really believe we're in a flux or not. So let's jump right into it. Good morning.
Good morning, Navya.
How are we feeling?
Good.
But I'm going to start with news, because I think that's... I mean, earlier it was, you know, you pick up a newspaper, you watch the morning news or the evening news for those 30 minutes and you get updates on what's happened. But today, the second anything happens, we get a notification. If there's an earthquake, if there's some breaking news, we're constantly engaged with the news and just in general what's happening in the world. So, do you find that a little scary that now there's so much information thrown at us? Do you like that? Do you like being so informed to the point where you're 24/7 being told?
I'm one of those people who like being informed. I'd rather know than not know.
मैं तो टीवी चैनल्स में न्यूज़ देखती नहीं हूँ क्योंकि मुझे नहीं लगता है कि वो कोई तत्व की बात कर रहे हैं. वो एक छोटी सी बात को लेकर
बड़ी चीज बना.
हाँ, वो.
Do you think that that's because there is nothing positive happening, or do you think that's just a strategy that the media uses?
Because, I think it's more of a strategy.
Yeah,
because
even
that gets your
attention. Yeah,
yeah. So that's it's a pity that people enjoy reading something negative than something positive.
Because even if you look at like Instagram, if there's a thread or a conversation happening on a post, the most amount of views, the most amount of engagement is going to be on a post that's negative. And that's something that everybody wants to engage in. But, you know, if you compare that maybe with something positive or something good that's being said about someone, yeah, of course, there is engagement, but maybe not as much. So why do we engage in that? Why do we find pleasure in engaging in negativity?
Because ek attitude ban gaya, thank God, hamare saath aisa nahi ho raha hai. Kisi aur ke saath ho raha hai. Ek vicarious satisfaction ki baat hoti hai. Ye main feel karti hu, ho sakta hai main galat hu.
And everyone on social media now gets trolled, and I think it's also a way for people to express their frustration because it's behind a computer screen. You don't know who that person is. You can just... But I want to know how many of those people would actually say the same things in person.
Not many people. People have a lot of courage when they're anonymous.
Yeah, it's like a mask. Like you feel you can say whatever you want without accountability or responsibility. Yeah.
And that's very dangerous.
Jo logon ki koi shakal nahi hoti hai aur jo is tarah se comment karte hain wo bitter log hain. Kya farak padta hai? Aap kisi cheez mein bhi koi bhi comment kare, ye dam hai to asli cheez pe comment karke dikhaiye, apni shakal dikhaiye.
Un same logon ko agar आपके सामने बिठा दो तो वो नहीं बोल पाएंगे जो चीजें वो कमेंट्स में
हिम्मत होगी बोलने की.
नहीं, विद यू तो डेफिनेटली नॉट.
नहीं, मैं अपनी बात नहीं कर रही हूँ. अगर दम है तो आगे आके बोलिए.
आई मीन पीपल आर सो बिटर एंड फ्रस्ट्रेटेड एंड समवेयर देयर इज दैट इट्स देयर इज अ वर्ड इट्स कॉल्ड शाडेनफ्रॉइड वेयर यू आर हैप्पी फॉर समवन एल्सस मिसफॉर्च्यून.
अंदर इतना गुस्सा है वो गुस्सा गलत तरीके से निकल रहा है।
बट मैं पूछ रही हूँ कि ये गुस्सा क्यों है? Is that a representation of our society as a whole, that our entire society is just frustrated and
yes.
It's like a boiling point where
yes.
people are just
yes.
angry.
Of course,
as a whole, as a nation, as a society.
ये जो memes होते हैं,
memes
होते हैं. I mean, I'm not interested. What kind of pleasure are you getting? किसी की नकल करके, गलत तरीके से करके, वो भी बुरी तरह. वो भी ठीक से नहीं करते.
आपका बहुत होता है इंस्टाग्राम पे.
आई लाइक मीम्स, नॉट ऑफ हर.
नॉट, आई डोंट लाइक द बैड वंस. लाइक
नव्या, यू आर अ वेरी बिग कंज्यूमर,
बट नॉट ऑफ नेगेटिव मीम्स. आई लाइक द फनी वंस, दोस आर फन टू शेयर. आई कीप शेयरिंग देम विद यू, विद अगस्त्या, विद मामू, हु सेंड्स द वर्स्ट वंस, वेरी बैड.
आल्सो अ लॉट ऑफ दीस ट्रोल्स गेट पैंडर्ड टू.
व्हाट डू यू मीन?
लाइक आई फील दैट, यू नो, इफ अ सेलिब्रिटी इज ट्रोल्ड और कैंसल्ड, very soon they'll give an apology and reverse their original quote or opinion
statement,
or whatever, their statement. So that's just
perpetuating.
Yeah, I think it's just perpetuating. I mean, you're not even open to a discussion. Why did you say it? What were you meaning? What was your intention? What was your context? Nothing.
I think because we're so quick to judge, you know, we form an opinion.
Very judgmental
about
everything.
An opinion even before we fully understand the context of what's happening.
I think we've become more reactive.
Yeah, hyper reactive, I think, because someone will say something and you don't even take 5 minutes to just understand why, what, where, who, but you're just instantly like, oh, this person is this. For example, if I said I'm going to watch Barbie and not Oppenheimer, people will be like, oh, she's just, you know, she doesn't want to watch an intellectual film and she's this and she, like, we create.
But Barbie
these...
was an intellectual film and
yeah,
had a
now
very strong message.
Yeah, but sit and explain that to people.
Yes, but it's no one's, I mean.
So, jo nahi dekh raha hai na, wo bolte hain.
But also, I'll tell you, it's also a little bit the fault of, turn around and say, don't follow me if you have a problem.
Yeah.
Or give it back. Because
but then
you
that
have to keep,
also becomes a
yes,
controversy.
Yes, but then if you
own.
Keep quiet and just allow, then people will say, we can say whatever we like to this famous person and they have nothing to say back. No one is reacting authentically anymore because you're so worried you'll get trolled.
No, I think
you can't
the,
say
the
this, you can't say that, you can't do
this. There's also a lot of pressure
this.
Today to be politically correct. Like, you know, you could genuinely say something as a compliment or come from a nice place, but somebody will say, oh, how dare you say that to me? Today, there's this whole thing about commenting on people's weight, commenting on their skin, commenting on how they look. And everyone is very sensitive about the kind of language that you use when you're interacting with people. And then there's that additional pressure of saying that, oh, if you said that, you're not being politically correct. And sometimes it is confusing to know where that line is. You don't know whether you should say it because you genuinely mean it or whether you will get cancelled for saying it because
yeah,
it's not.
I mean, there's a lot of pressure. I feel in our times it was so quite simple. I'm not saying there weren't wrong kind of labeling being done, but I think it was far easier to just be yourself. Today you don't know what anyone's real thoughts are because everyone is, you know, so politically correct and they don't want to be caught on the wrong foot and they'll get cancelled. Everyone is just worried about being cancelled.
I mean, I
what does cancel mean? What they won't
I
watch
I feel that
movies.
There are so many things I would love to say, but I don't say it because I think it might sound politically incorrect or people might take it in the wrong way. But
I mean, are you not entitled to your own opinion?
On one side, you're saying that there's so much liberal behavior, liberal thinking. On the other side, no, it's not.
It's not, yeah.
हम जैसे ये बैठे हुए हैं, हम तीनों में से एक भी कोई कमेंट कर दें, उसका इतना बड़ा बतंगड़ बन जाएगा और सब लोग उसी में व्यस्त होंगे.
Yeah, they don't bother to read the whole thing.
Yeah, we could say something here and just one portion of what you've said gets taken out and it becomes a whole discussion where people are now like, oh, she shouldn't have said that. That's not politically correct. But you're not listening to the entire context or conversation of what somebody was trying to say. And then that perception gets created. Yeah. कि उसने ऐसा बोला तो वो
क्या होता है, सबसे बड़ी ताकत जिसके हाथ में कैंची होती है उसके पास होता है. वो अच्छी चीज निकाल देंगे, उतना ही पोर्शन रखेंगे जहाँ सेंसेशन जिसका बन सकता है, जिसकी
कंट्रोवर्सी
क्रिएट हो सकती है, उससे और भी बातें होंगी.
I think it's like you're getting some satisfaction in looking at frustration in someone else's life. That's why you enjoy consuming it. Like
मेरे पास नहीं है तो उसके पास कैसे?
Aspirations are very high. The gap is also become much wider. And I think in general, as a society, somewhere I feel we have this crab mentality that unless you're not succeeding, you don't want to see somebody else succeeding. And there is a line from Three Idiots that I think represents that really well, which is ke agar dost fail ho jaye to bura lagta hai, lekin agar dost first aaye to aur bhi bura lagta.
It's a horrible thing.
It is, but I think that's what maybe
the reason
is. But
that's human nature since I don't know when. Jealousy, envy.
I think it's because of the inequality of options and opportunities that in society we don't have. And
no, we are not creating, we are not educating people that there are options.
Yeah.
Avail it. Sabke sab jo hai ekdam top mein pahunchna chahte hain, magar usko pahunchne ke liye jo sangharsh hai wo nahi karenge.
I think instant gratification. We want everything very fast.
Ambition jo hai is a very personal thing.
Yeah.
I'm not a very ambitious person.
You?
No, I'm not.
I think you are.
I want to achieve the best.
I like that you said ambition is personal because I feel ke aaj kya ho gaya ki hum social media pe ya friend circle mein logon ko dekhte hain aur wo bhi ambitious hai, wo bhi achha kar rahe hai, wo bhi achieve kar rahe hai, lekin hume lagta hai ki hamara ambition bhi utna hona chahiye. I could have achieved everything, but just because there's another individual in my life who's achieved more than I have, I still feel that I haven't achieved. Like why can't we just achieve at our own personal level? Why does it have to
exactly.
be to show somebody else that nahi maine bhi kiya
aap itna kuch achieve karna chahte hain us achievement ko aap enjoy kab karenge
yeah
agar aap 24 ghanta yahi soch rahe ye maine kiya itna acha nahi isse aur zyada karna hai zyada enough kab ho jata hai
you might feel you know that I've achieved what I want to in life
yeah.
and that's I'm happy with that
yes
but then there are some people who feel ki are nahi isne to ye kar diya abhi mujhe bhi yehi karna padega
you know dekha dekhi
yeah
dekha dekhi
and I really feel that there will always be somebody out there who's smarter better who's achieving more who's maybe
of course,
doing well and that does not mean that you in any way are a failure
yeah,
or you're not
absolutely.
Achieving things it's
aur apna measurement ya andaaza lagane ka तरीका अपना होना चाहिए भाई मैंने अपनी जिंदगी में ये किया ये किया ये किया मेरे से जितना बना मैंने कर लिया इससे आगे मुझसे नहीं होगा अगर आप मुझे कहना चाहते हैं कि हाँ यू आर अ फेलियर यू हैव नॉट बीन एबल टू डू एनीथिंग यू हैव नॉट अचीव्ड एनीथिंग सो बी इट ये सवाल हम लोगों को अपने आप से पूछना चाहिए मैं क्यों किसी और के इंस्टिगेशन में अपने आप को परेशान करूं अरे आप तो कुछ भी कर सकती हैं जया जी आपके पास किस चीज की कमी है इससे ज्यादा करने की ताकत की कमी है और अपने आप से कहना पड़ेगा हाँ भाई हो गया मैंने किया अब मेरे में इतनी थी अब इससे ज्यादा मैं नहीं कर सकती खुश रहो उसी में खुश रहो ये मेरा सोचने का
I agree with what you're saying. Do you have any inputs on this? Okay, do you think now all our social media algorithms are synced. We're all watching the same stuff. We're all consuming the same kind of news, the same shows, the same movies, the same... Everything is the same. We're all watching the same stuff. So do you think that our way of thinking has become more similar than maybe the past and that we lack diversity in thought and thinking?
I don't think so. I think that everyone could be watching the same thing and take away different learnings from it. You and me are going to watch the same show. You may have learned something from it, which I did not. I may have understood and learned something different from it. It's all about how you interpret what there is. I think herd mentality has always been there. This is our biological evolution. We've roamed around in tribes forever. You're always going to be in a tribe, in your head, in your DNA. It's there in your DNA for thousands of years.
And I think that the way that we can move towards a more positive and constructive place is if we allow people to be individuals, allow them to have their individual opinions without giving them flack for doing
but
that.
But we are afraid to do that.
But I'm saying that's where we need to
we
get to
as a society. We are afraid to do that because then you feel that you're moving away from the herd and moving away from a herd meant you wouldn't be able to survive.
Yeah.
So we do not put good value on individuality. These are things that are ingrained in us for millennia, so it's going to take time.
To conclude, I think that the way to break that cycle is to
गलत चीजें मत देखो मत सुनो गांधी जी कह के गए
गलत चीजें देख भी रहे हमें अंदर से वो ताकत लानी चाहिए कि अगर मुझे कुछ सही करना है तो वो मैं डर के नहीं कर सकती आई माइट बी सेइंग समथिंग दैट्स कम्प्लीटली अगेंस्ट द हर्ड मेंटालिटी कम्प्लीटली अगेंस्ट व्हाट सोसाइटी बिलीव्स बट इफ आई थिंक आई एम ब्रिंगिंग आउट अ पॉजिटिव मैसेज देन आई हैव टू बी ब्रेव इनफ to do that and have faith that maybe if one person does it, then, you know, more people will follow, more people will believe in good and in humanity. And then that's the only way that we have to break this cycle.
It's not that there are not positive things being highlighted.
We just have
it's
to consume
it. You're gravitating
more
towards these negative things.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Maybe give more likes to something which is more positive or highlighting something good.
Well, yes, that was a very insightful discussion. But now we have our game, which you both love playing. So this is, what do you want in the future? So if we could have more developments like we've already had in the world, which one would you want to have in the future? So you have to choose. An app that automatically refills your fridge or an app that automatically refills your car fuel?
Fridge.
I think you would also choose fridge.
I'd rather go and buy things myself.
Okay, time travel in the future or time travel to the past?
Past.
Past.
Yeah, same. The ability to read minds or the ability to be invisible?
Invisible.
I want to read minds.
I want to read minds.
You can. Instagram, Reddit, no, Facebook, but you are reading minds.
No, but now.
It is, you know what everyone is thinking at all points of time, by the way, because they're constantly putting it out there.
A microwave that instantly creates a dish that you are craving, or a 3D printer that instantly makes the dress you wish to buy?
Neither.
Microwave.
Yeah, same. A gadget that allows you to change the weather, or a gadget that clears the traffic on your route?
Clears the traffic.
Yeah. Well, now we are diving into Tira Talks. And today's question is, social media these days is prompting near impossible beauty standards, which can make it easy to lose yourself. So how do you keep your originality intact in this atmosphere?
Main dekhti nahi.
Yeah, okay, this is then for you.
I think it's about knowing what suits you and not following a trend. So if you know what suits you, you know products that suit you, a look that suits you, then that's what you should do.
Thank you. That's the end of our episode. So that was our episode for today. Thank you for watching and also listening to all our insightful discussions about whether we think society is in a flux or not. Actually, why don't some of you decide and let us know in the comments if you think the same. But I think something I took away from Mom and Nani today is that we need to focus on our individuality. Even if we see people doing negative things, saying negative things, I think we're responsible as humans and as members of society to put out as much positivity as we can. And I know that we'll break this whole cycle of chaos and flux that we're currently living in if we try and do that. I know I'm going to make an active effort to do so. But I hope you enjoyed watching our episode, and a special thanks to Tira for making this happen. If you haven't checked them out yet, please do on tirabeauty.com. You can download their app or you can even visit them at their nearest store. Thank you.
You were listening to What the Hell Navya Season 2, presented by Tira. Showrunners, Matrix India Entertainment Consultants Private Limited. Produced by Audiomatic. Producers for Audiomatic, Avdhoot Khanolkar, Akanksha Kadam and Alham Patel. Original title track, composed and produced by Dogeek. Performed by Navya Naveli Nanda and Dogeek. On location sound recordist, Ashutosh Balsekar. Sound mix and master, Shrijit Vijayan.